How great is the mitzvah of tzitzis? Contained within tzitzis is all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So whether you have a mitzvah that just by seeing it, what it means to be shakal keneged mitzvahs of Torah is very interesting. We only find very few halachas in Torah mitzvahs which are shakal keneged all the mitzvahs kula. But as I state, it's called mitzvahs Hashem. And Chazal find a remez to that. Tzitzis is gematria tafresh 600 with the 8 chutim and the 5 ksharim are tayyav. Person should see to it, again, because it's not a chiyuv. Because if a person is wearing a beged which is four corners, then he has a chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. But it's not a chiyuv as gavra that a person has to put them on. The Gemara says, be'idin richsa, that at times of where there's oynish in the world, so a person can be held accountable for that, the Gemara says. V'tiyah shal tzemer rechilim lavan. So it should be sheep wool, and it should be lavan. It should be white. U'gdoyla kishir, and it should have the proper measurements. Money coin. So what's the shear tzitzis? We have a machlekes, we'll see momentarily. First shita is 3/4 of an amma length by 1/2 an amma wide. Just started hilchos tzitzis, simen tes. 3/4 of an amma length by 1/2 an amma wide. We'll see what those measurements are in real time. V'yesh oimim amma al amma. And now those who say, it's an amma al amma. That means each side. The front is an amma, the back is an amma. Or, according to the first opinion, 3/4 one side, and again 3/4 on the back side, by 1/2. For oisin shal oisin is a talis katan tfura min hatzadin. And those who stitch up the talis katan on the sides, tzrichin lihizar shetihya min kol tzad psucha roi paner linai. So as we'll see as we go on, it's discouraged to have any ties or stitches on the sides of the beged. But if one does have, like you find that these neat seats, okay, the sport tzitzis, whatever they call them, so they are tied on the sides. But they have to be roiv psucha leinai. Means they have to be able to see that most of it is open and only some of it is closed up. Vafil al yidei krasim lesuchubah, and even al yidei hooks. Yeah, so that they're not tougher, they're not stitched, they're not permanent. You can unlock them, but even still, that's something which one should try not to do.
Even if rove is open, as we'll see.
He's saying rove is open also applies to hooks. I mean, don't think that because you can open it and close it, so therefore you can go all the way down. Even that needs rove psucha leinai. It has to be worn in a way that the roiv is psucha leinai. Gami he kol adam nizah shetihi yilo talis gadol b'tzitzis shisatis b'b'shas tefila. Baruch Hashem, this is a halacha which goes without saying. To wear a talis gadol b'shas tefila. So one needs a talis katan and a talis gadol. V'yahadah shetihi yilo talis na. And it should be a beautiful talis. V'chin kol ha-mitzvah soech li'sasim v'hidu v'chol ma'adhi Hashem. Every mitzvah should be beautiful as much as one can. K'tichsiv, zekili v'ndeyu. V'dashirin hisna l'fana v'mitzvah. So one of the examples Chazal give is talis na. It should be a beautiful talis. Vidaktik liknois tzitzios mi ishneman, she batuach shenasa betfiu vishzir beferish lishmak mitzvasa. One of the concerns when it comes to tzitzis is that the process in which it's made requires lishman, that it needs to be, when making the chutim needs to be made lishma. The shizir needs to be lishma for the purpose of tzitzis, the shem mitzvah tzitzis. And today, you can't buy a pair of tzitzis without a hashgacha on it, right? And even if it doesn't have a hashgacha, sometimes, you know, these the chever who go around to different yeshivas and they make the tzitzis for you on the spot. You ever see that? And by the yeshivas are nasty sell these people. Of course, to have a tzaddik to make tzitzis for you with the right kavanas, you know, there are people who don't work on the tzitzis until they go to the mikvah and they meachet themselves to make tzitzis. Remember, I once asked Chaim Brimzitzel when I was a bachar where I should go to buy a pair of tzitzis, and he pointed to me to like some, you know, Yerushalmi in the middle of Yerushalmi somewhere. That was his life. There was tzitzis he had. and he lived very simple, and you know, one of these Yerushalmi hidden people. You know, but today you go to the stores and you pull off a look for your size, and you find the one with hashgachas. You know, the reason why they have hashgachas is because you need a lot of criteria. Make sure you have the right people and have the right kavanas when it comes to making the tzitzis. So that means a batuach that everything will be kemitzvasa. V'siyena aruchos kashir, and that the begadim will have the right share. And how much does a person know about hilchot tzitzis? The average person, even a person who knows something, it's not like he's a baki in the inyanim. You know, what exactly is an amma or a chatzi amma? You know, how long the chutim should be, and if the shells are properly, and all the other different halachas which are involved. So the fact that it has hashgacha means to say that you can trust that the Rabbi Machshir, he took care of this chedasa chedim. Okay, so this is all part of the first halacha. With that hakdama, so he writes in number one that a person should have set aside a second pair of talis katan. It's not uncommon that a person should have a tear, and we'll see as we go along what can invalidate kapaso a talis katan. So if some of the chutim are ripped off, or if there's a tear in the beged itself, it can disqualify the beged. So a person should always have handy a second pair of talis katan, because he doesn't want to have to go anytime without having the mitzvah of mitzvah tzitzis. That's what he says in number one. When it comes to number two, let's read that inside. So, as we'll see later on, that the Zman Tzitzis is Bayoyim v'lo b'layla, and there's Machlokas Rambam and Rush exactly what that is. But Halal Maisa, so he says here in number two, Minag Rabin v'toyevim al pi hariza liyos lovish b'tzitzis gam b'layla. Al pi kavola, there's an Indian to go to sleep in the Tzitzis, v'hu skulu shmira g'dayla. So it's not a key mitzvah the Raisa, possibly, seemingly. But it is a school in a shmir gedolah, top of the fact that it's a good spiritual thing to do. Tzadikim magdoli hadoris hikpidu al zema'ayt, says the Mishavura. Although the Mugan Avram doesn't like that per se. Well, you know, habracha, so what are you going to do? If you're wearing it in the night, so that you can't make the bracha l'chara, no? So, kushamachlif babaykim, yitalas katan shalala, the shalayim, ayin kam harf 51. So as we'll see, that those who say that when going to sleep with a talas katan, you should designate a talas katan, which is meyuchud, for the night, as opposed to just wearing the same one all the time. But we'll see as we go along. We're just mentioning it as we're passing through right now. But al pi kabbalah, there's an inyan to sleep with the talis katan as well, meaning like, never ever to take off the talis katan, unless one has to go into the water. Take a look at number four, lavan. So we said that it should be wool, and it should be lavan. It should be white. Minik sfardim. She has talis, lavan lagami, vedu shum, tseva acher. Nachon? Completely white. The Gedoyli HaSfardin. V'chinachon al-pi Torah Sinister. The Chida says that this is not just the minig of Sfardin, but it's also nachon al-pi Torah Sinister. However, minig Ashkenaz is la'ata ha-talas bepas kachal keha o shachar. It's to have a black or dark blue stripe as a zecher to the tchelis, the Rambam says. So different minhagim when it comes to whether or not we have that black stripe or not. Maybe Sfardin is not to, or the minig Ashkenaz is yes to. So what's Gimel Revi'ei Amma by Chatzi Amma? That was Shita number one. So number five, he says, Shir Gimel Revi'ei Amma, Tzorech Shia B'kol Tzad B'tzitz is 44 centimeters. That would be 3/4 of an Amma. And a Chatzi Amma would be 29 centimeters. 29 centimeters, okay? So when you're going to the store to buy, so it's not very clear because they always have the sizes in terms of, you know, numbers. I'm not sure how they come up with these numbers. 24, 18, 26, like, if you said he has a shot on that. What?
It's the inches.
Those are the inches? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. So then there you go.
20 inches of the beged itself.
Okay, so how would that translate into this? Let's see the next halacha for us, number six.
It's the entire beged.
The entire beged. Okay, so that makes sense. So Amma al Amma. V'nochon shi Amma milafana v'amma milachra. Right? That's what that means. An Amma in front and an Amma in back. The neck of Besat Savar ain't a oil minion. And the hole from where you stick your neck in, that doesn't count as part of the shear. Vim neck of Besat Savar pachos berachba mikol kesef. But if the size of the hole, the neck hole, is going to be smaller in its width than what you have by the shoulders, meaning that they take up more space than the actual hole for your neck, then oil gam kaliminion amma. Then the Chazanish says, then it can't be included in the shear, because then it's batel and it's secondary to what you have there. Siddur HaRav says, never can count the shear of the hole. Achachtach shebekalmas beisat savar, vadai mitzdarif. But the cut Bekadmas beis hatzavor, the initial space where the neck goes in, the vadim itzav. And you have to put your head somewhere, right? So if you have an entire hole, then that's not going to count. But if it's just that you made a little hole so you could stick it in, but it doesn't take up any space, it's just a hole so you could stick it, but they flap, so then that would be okay.
Not talking about like the flap. Like there's round neck and then there's the V neck with the flaps.
That's what I'm saying. If it's a flap, then it's fine. Uh-huh. Yeah, but if it's not a flap, then it's not going to be part of the shear. What's an amma? 58 centimeters on 58 centimeters. Benochon lahoisif ktsas velaso 60 centimeters or 60 centimeters. Bishin shaderach ba at least kavets bekvisa, because you throw it into the wash, so it shrinks. So you don't want that. It should be any less than 58 at any point. So you might lose 2 inches, centimeters. Vechein yesh linhog lemaisa. It's appropriate to have that shear of amma al amma. Vamekil v'shir gimel revei amma oirech al amma rechem mikol tzad yesh loy ami lismech. So it's called here yesh lo ami lismech, and it's brought down as the first day in the Kiddush Aruch, and all of a sudden down here it's yesh lo ami lismech. Mupachas mishir zeh, but if it's less than 3/4 by 1/2, so you could wear the beged, but you should not make a bracha on it. So it says the Chazanish based on the Mishnah Berurah. So how does anybody? I'm not very good with them when it comes to measurements, but how does all this translate into inches? Anybody? He's pulling out the device, isn't it? That's what we do today.
And that was what, like 18 inches?
What?
An amma?
An amma?
58 centimeters.
58 centimeters. We just said an amma is 58 centimeters. Yeah.
22.8 inches.
22.83 inches. Yeah, okay.
It would seem like you need a size 24. Or
24,
more.
Yeah. I think they say for the Chazanish you need a 24 or 26. 24 or 26. No, that makes sense then. Sure. In order to be a tzitzit. You know, the Chazanish.
So I was just looking for new tzitzits. The different brands all have different.
They have different numbers?
24, it's not the 26, same. Not the a few same. Centimeters.
Uh-huh, okay.
Difference.
That could, yeah. Did you know the Chazanish. What?
They do shrink.
The wool.
They
ones
do shrink.
The
wool. Yeah. Yeah.
Once you don't wash them.
Yeah, the shiurim of the Chazanish are bigger, anyways, than Reb Chaim Noach. I mean, even when it comes to amma, shiur amma, so there's we have a machlekes. And the poskim Chazanish is always, less generous than the other poskim. So here you have it. Amma lama lechatchila. Yeah, that would be like Yaakov said, in the 24 range would be to be yotzei this day.
It starts like bar mitzvah.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Which would be huge, obviously, for a young bar mitzvah boy. Right. The way that the Gemara says it is that the sheer tzitzis, is rosh v'rubo shel katan. How it would cover a katan that he can walk it by himself in the shuk. Well, that's not that old, because when chinuch we start putting tzitzis on children in that very young age, obviously we're not going to like flank them with this huge, but. It's measured by the shear of a katan, tals katan, the shear of a katan, and but what covers roisha veruba, so that doesn't change that shear. So whatever age you are, so.
Well, aren't we makbid when we do even for chinuch to do the mitzvah like it should be done deraisa? Like, wouldn't that be an issue? We put the little tzitzis on these little boys.
Technically, yeah. I mean, when they're little, I mean, it depends. Once they hit a shear chinuch, which is about 6-7, so then. But even still, every mitzvah has its own shir chinuch. It's not like there is a point where a child reaches a certain level of das, where now it's like inaugurated into a new level of chinuch. So,
like I say with the lulav, not to give a child like a puzzle length lulav.
That's for sure. Yeah. In this case, also, the amma al amma, which we should all try to be knowing with, that's lechatchila. But you also have the second shir, which is Shlish Revi Amma B'chatzi Amma, which is going to be less than that. Yeah, as you go down, if it's Reb Chaim Noach, according to this measurement, so it's not going to be. But, bigger is better when it comes to tzitzis. And number 7, we mentioned upstairs that it should be Roi Psucha Nir Leinai. That it should, if you're going to make a stitch, if you're going to make hooks, so then it should appear to stand by or that it's Rubel open. So number 7, he says, "Mina Yirei Hashem li'zor shlo l'chaber tzitzis b'tzadavai de'kapsayim v'krasim." Yirei Hashem We don't attach on the sides at all. Halavai, we should be amongst them. In kimi ikar hadin roy lachaber b'kafter alula. However, api ikar hadin, yes, you can. Lamal or lamata, doesn't matter where. K'day lishmor hatal is kanshli kar or yilachlech. Meaning, it could be that you may have good reasons why you may want to attach it, either that it shouldn't become dirty or it shouldn't rip. I'm not exactly sure how that, you know, what the cheshbon is in that. But minigiri Hashem is to leave it open. You're not going to find any wool tzitzis, which have, from what I know, on the market, that they have any hooks. So it's usually those knit tzitzis, you know, for people who like to feel the cotton and to keep it tight and snug, and especially if they're going to be moving a lot and so on. That's where you'll find those stitches. But really, not, I've never seen anything like that by the wool tzitzis. And number 8, he points out that the minig rosh kehilas Ashkenazim apim mashmos ha-gemara is bachrim don't wear a talis gadol. So therefore, you should at least at some point during the day, you know, when you're wearing a talis gadol, that's certainly kashir. Yeah, but if you're wearing a talis katan, so maybe yes, maybe no. So that's the case. So one should see to it a bachar that he's not wearing a talis. It's a minig of the Ashkenazim until they're married that it should be kashir. Minig Sfardim, and also in some kehilas of Ashkenazim, I think by the Yakis, know that yeah. They wear. Shigam bachrim biyaladim shigiu lechinach misaftim betalis kastimas kolam rishonim apaisim shalachilka b'chav. Pashta says, is that why should a bachrim be any different?
They don't wear it all day.
Hmm? They don't wear it all day. Yeah, but there is a point during the day where they are yoytze the mitzvah b'chaladeis because the shir is the shir gadol for sure. So we're all familiar with this difference between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Comes the minig of bachrim wearing a talis. And number 9, he just says that. Like we said before, it should be a beautiful talis. That doesn't just mean aesthetically beautiful, but it shouldn't have any tears in it. It every once in a while needs to go to the dry cleaners. Since the talis katan is worn underneath, so we don't have the same payda that it should be as beautiful because it's not nearly nine. But since it's a chef to the mitzvah, so it should still be, should be nice. You shouldn't throw it like a rag. And, you know, you take off your talis and you throw it on the table or something like that. It should be a couple of miyad. It shouldn't sit a long time, just, you know, all bundled up. It should be folded right away. And if it sat like that the entire night, in which case it become creased. So you should shake it out, air it out. Especially on Motzei Shabbos, where your talis will sit, because you don't fold talises on Shabbos. As we'll see, and it's brought down to the Mishnah Berurah, the minig is the first thing that one does after Shabbos is over is to fold the talis. It's supposed to be a skula for Erichas Yomim, and it's the first thing which is done. That's like the first malacha, is to fold the talis before folding
it. Most people just fold it backwards.
Yeah, on Shabbos, you can fold it. You can fold it backwards, but not on the creases. It's a nice thing to do, so that the talis isn't just, you know, everybody's talis on the table somewhere. But I don't know if it's a well-known halacha, because you don't find that many talis, you know, just all over the tables over Shabbos. But yeah, maybe people are stuffing them in and doing them later. But it should not be folded on Shabbos.
What's the reason for not folding on Shabbos?
It's a malacha. Which one is it?
Preparing for next week.
Yeah, I guess pressing, is that what it is? Yeah.
Is it Makib Apatish on the
Yeah, it could
the
be
Greece?
I don't remember. So I don't think it's not Asachana, it's some type of malacha associated with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fully on the creases.
Yeah. Let's see Bays, do we have time? Yeah, Bays is a short halacha. Mishi Yafshal Elabatala Shal Pishtan. Not such a common halacha, right? Because Midaraisa. The mitzvah of tzitzis, talis, is only with semer and pishtim. That's the only, when we talk about beged in the Torah, the Torah acknowledges only two types of beged, semer or pishtim, flax, and also wool. Those are only two begadim. So midaraisa, so your only way to fulfill the mitzvah of the raisa is with a talis semer or a talis pishtim. How many people have talis pishtim? It's unheard of. Today you only have cotton and you have wool. But the cotton is only derabanan, and the wool is a deraisa. So there's definitely a preference to have the wool talis over the cotton. Although some say that maybe not, and also depends on weather, as we'll see, you know, how comfortable it is for a person. But it may be a shot in this issue if you do have a beged which is pishtan, and then you have the strings which are going to be tzemer, vice versa. So, mishi yevshor le'elav atalashal pishtan, if it was only available the pishtan talis, you can't put tzemer on as the strings because that's going to be tzemer pishtan yachdav. Now, although meikar adin, there is a p'tur when it comes to shatnez with tzemer and pishtan, but as the Rambam writes, that we're afraid that when you wear it at night, which is not as a man sittis, so then if there's no mitzvah, then there's shatnez. So midrabanan, we don't do that. Even if there's no tchilis, but as Rambam said, there's still we can waive the iser of shatnez, but we don't get involved in that inyan. So you know, really, if you're going and buying a regular pair of tzitzis, it's going to be kulo tzemer. That's really what's going to be. Everything top to bottom is going to be tzemer. Unless you buy a cotton one, of course, in which case your strings will still be tzemer, but your beged will be cotton. And as we'll see as we go along, that's okay, even though the chutim and the beged itself are two different materials. So, again, yesh mishoimer diyasa knafel shel or, ubehen tzitzis shel tzemer. It could be that if you put or, which is a leather at the corner, so then it's going to be leather on leather now, right? Because the beged is pishtan, but because you put leather at the corner, so now the chutim on that at the corner is going to be not going to be shatnez anymore. Some say that's not going to help you at all. Shalol asaskin, that's not going to evade the issue of shatnez in doing so. But anyways, again, like we said before, it's not something which will come up, but Torah is Torah, and it's good to know the halachas and the inyan of shatnez when it comes to Tzitzis and Mitzvah Shem. On Wednesday, we'll continue with Halachas Tzitzis.